Shalom Uvach, welcome to Eben Kantinu Pela Yoitz, Shir number 70, discussing Achilo Shtiyo, eating and drinking. Before we continue on this topic, this morning's topic, I want to just mention something I did not say yesterday. We have discussed it in other shiurim, but we did talk about a little of Netilas Yadayim, washing your hands. There is a common mistake that people think, if I didn't make the bracha yet, I can talk. In other words, they wash their hands, they pour water on one time on the right hand, and then on the second time on the right hand. Different hagim how you wash. Once you pour the water on your hand, and you're washing for netilas yadayim, you are not permitted to talk. This is not well known. People think, I didn't make the bracha yet, so I can still have a conversation. That is incorrect. We now continue on today's topic, and that is to dip the lechem, the bread, in salt. Says the Pel Yoitz, v'gam tzorich lizor l'kayim dibri Chazal. You should be careful to fulfill the words of Chazal. Litbol prusas ha-moitzi b'melach sholish pamim. To dip the prusas ha-moitzi, the piece of bread, in the salt, three times, sholish pamim. V'lo yava b'mokim she'evsha ki kol divreim oimdim b'rumu shel oilam. And he says, make sure you fulfill these in yonim. You'll ask me, what's three times? So, Emetz Hashem, it's interesting how these topics connect. We'll be getting to the halachas of Suda in the next few months. We'll be covering the laws of Suda, of eating, and the Mishteruah Shir, which we learned before Pel Yoitz. And the Mishteruah actually brings down the Zayah Kaddish that actually says to do this. And he adds more that it's mamtik the din, it sweetens, it lessens the Din Shemayim. Who wouldn't want an opportunity to lessen Din Shemayim? So what does he say to do here? You take the challah and you dip it in the salt three times. Fine. Now what's the reason behind all that? There's more to talk about. Let's go further. V'tzarech leishev v'kovod al shulchan. You have to sit with the proper respect at the table. I'm going to share with you something now. Now, it's very interesting because we've been learning Pel Yoitz is already, what, shir number 70. So we've been learning a few shir already, right? We haven't, for the most part, gotten into too many topics like we have when it comes to Achila, of really Helig and Yonim, really lofty, lofty topics. And he's going to bring such a topic like this, very, very high, elevated, lofty topic. Let's see what he says here. You should sit at the table with COVID. What does that mean? Ki al ha-shulchan ha-melech u'oichel. Because the king, ki al ha-shulchan ha-melech u'oichel, the king eats at the table. V'yaduo ma'isa ha-rav Yisrael, nagar, v'zman ha-rizal. Brings from a tzaddik, a kodush, of Yisrael nagar, who lived in the time of the Arizal. She'yim shayrer al-shulchanu b'kol noyim. He was singing at his table with a beautiful voice, the Malachi Asharis, the angels in Shemayim came to his table. Tzadik Yisrael Olam, I would think. No, one in Tzadik and Kedoshim Tahirim. However, listen to what happened. Once again, we're talking on a very high level, but let's just understand what takes place at a table. His sleeves were rolled up because it was very hot. It was very hot. No air conditioning, no fans, humidity, 100 degrees heat maybe. It was very hot. So he rolled up his sleeves because of the heat. V'kul min Shemayim nofal, a heavenly voice fell down from Shemayim. Birchu lachem meyetz elisha zeh, and this heavenly voice told the malachim, leave the presence of that person. Shememayet bechvod shemayim, he's lessening in kovod shemayim. She'ena yoishev bechovod ala shulchan asher lefnei Hashem, he's not sitting with the proper respect in front of Hashem. V'tekev parchu kulam, and immediately all those malachim flew away. Now, yes, we sit down at the table with our short sleeves rolled up. We're not on this level of Yisrael. But let's understand what a table is. Let us understand what a shulchan is. This is not us. We're not that madrega. But still, it's a table. It's a mizbeach. We said the food that we eat, it can be eaten properly. It can be equated to karbonus, we said. The story is not over yet. The great Ariza, the Harav Ari, he sees what's going on from his house, that the malachim are flying away. We should really go to the mikvah and have a tainus before we learn this type of topic. V'gilo soidoi l'harav Yisrael, and the Arizal told the great Rabbi Yisrael, Nagara, v'chorad chorad gedoyla. He told him what happened. He said, you realize? Because your sleeves were rolled up. It's probably maybe up to his elbow. Who knows? But once again, we're talking on a level we can't begin to relate to. So what he did was, when he told this to Rabbi Yisrael, he was petrified. What did I do? I chased away the malachim, the malachim asharis, malachim kedoshim. He sat down properly, with the proper covered, dressed for his level the correct way, and he started singing again with his sweet, beautiful voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chozru malachei asharis liskabetz kebatchilo. And then these malachei asharis, these malachim from Shemayim, they came down to his table like they did originally. Ad kan ma'isa. That's a story. Ma'isa shoyi ka'achaya. That's a story that really happened. And therefore, the Peleus tells us, he's talking to us now. He's talking to us right here, 2023. The English day, this generation, he's talking to us. He's not talking to the Arizal. He's not talking to Rastoy Reb Yisrael. L'chein hayori es devar Hashem kuloi oimer kovoid. One of fear is the word of Hashem. Kuloi me kovoid. We should make sure we come to the table with the proper respect, dressed appropriately. The same way we should dress appropriately the whole time. That's who we are. We are B'nei Malachim, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. We are kings. We are kings. So we have to act like kings, dress like kings. And when you come to the table, the Shulchan, it's not something to take lightly. We see what's going on over the Shulchan. The table is like a Mizbeach. You should be keeping salt on the table. Keep salt on the table just like the Mizbeach had salt on the Mizbeach. And it lessens the din. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, next topic we'll discuss here on Achila is Achila B'derech Eretz.